Behold, O Lord, a sinner in distress, whose heart is vexed with inward heaviness. Remit my sins, my God, and mercy show, for here I live in grief perplexed with woe. All flesh is frail and brittle like to glass. Man's life like fading flowers away doth pass. My time is come that I from hence must go. Then for sweet Jesus' sake, Lord, mercy show. The day and hour is come that I must die. I trust my soul shall straight ascend the sky, where saints and angels ever do rejoice, giving him praises due with heart and voice. O sinful man, defer not thou the time. Up Jacob's ladder, farther let me climb. Where as thine angels up and down descend, betwixt my soul and body at my end. I must not die, never to rise again, but I must die for to be freed from pain. My Saviour by his death hath bought my life, to reign with him when finished is this strife. My earthly spirits fail, my time is ran, my face is wan, thy messenger is come. A welcome guest that welcome is to me, to bear me hence unto felicity. My sun is set, I have not long to stay, but ere the morning I shall see a day that shall outshine the splendor of the sun, when to the Holy Trinity I come. Methinks I, casting up my dying eyes, behold the Lord in glory on the skies, with all his heavenly angels in that place, smiling with joy to see his cheerful face. Both king and kaiser, every one must die, the stoutest heart the sting of death must try. The rich, the poor, the aged, and the babe, when sickle comes, each flower then doth fade. Then, world, farewell, I see all is but vain. From dust I came, to dust I must again. No human pomps our life from death can stay. When tune is come, we must forthwith away. For worldly pleasure is but vanity, none can redeem this life from death I see. Nor Croesus' wealth, nor Alexander's fame, nor Samson's strength that could death's fury tame. Our father Adam, he for sin did fall, which brought destruction present on us all. But, Heavenly Father, thou thy Son didst send us to redeem, his dearest blood didst spend. Farewell, dear wife, and my seven children small, for I must go, and as the Lord doth call, the glass is run, my time is passed away, the trump doth sound, I can no longer stay. Nothing but one I in this world do crave, that is to bring my corpse dead to the grave. And angels shall my soul in safety keep, whilst that my body in the grave doth sleep. The bells most sweetly ringing do I hear, and now stern death with speed approacheth near. But the bell tolling do I hear at last, sweet Lord, receive my soul when death is past. O God, which framed both the earth and the sky, with speed give ear unto my woeful cry. Receive my soul with thee for to remain in angels' bliss, where thou, O Lord, dost reign. Though I against thy laws rebelled have, for my rebellion, Lord, I mercy crave. Remit my sins, though I have done amiss. For Jesus' sake, take me into true bliss, where joys are evermore without an end, and heavenly choristers, though rhyme doth spend, in singing hymns and praises to the Lord, lifting up heart and voice with one accord. Oh, what a comfort it is for to see the sacred face of such a majesty, as though, O God, amongst thy angels bright, the which no mortal can behold with sight. Cast me not, Lord, out from before that face, but with thy saints grant me a dwelling place. And from thy throne, O Lord, do not expel my soul, but grant that it with thee may dwell. Let me with David beg to keep a door in thy high court, where joys are evermore. In Abram's bosom, Father, let me sit. Canst not my soul into a fiery pit? Consume me not in thy provoked ire, but mercy grant, O Lord, I thee desire. And though I thee offended have by sin, shut not the door, but let me enter in. I must confess I thee offended have, and am not worthy pardon for to crave. But now with thee all mercy is alone, to whom my soul for mercy now is flown. Take pity then, O Lord, for Jesus' sake, into thy tabernacle my soul take. Remember how thy Son for me hath died, and for my sake death's passions did abide. He is the key, the gate for to unlock. He makes me entrance when my soul doth knock. Unto repentant souls he promise gave, that they with him a place in heaven should have. Then open unto me, O Lord, thy gate, where thou as king dost reign in high estate. Confound me not with them that wicked are, but in thy mercies let me have a share. Deal not injustice with my soul, O Lord, for then a heavy sentence thou'lt award. If sinful souls should have their due desert, in hell's hot flame they should forever smart. Grant that my soul may enter in true bliss. Condemn me not, though I have done amiss. But let thy soul with heavenly angels sing most joyfully to thee, my Lord and King. For there are joys which ever shall induce the waters sweet of life, flow there most pure. There shall no worldly cares our minds molest, but there shall we remain in truest rest. Which blessed inheritance, O Lord, I pray, give to each Christian in thy righteous way. Grant that we all may gain felicity in heaven to dwell above the starry sky.